This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Despite Easter messages of peace from the Pope and the Archbishop of Canterbury, Ukrainian authorities report shelling over the Easter weekend over a broad area of the country that killed at least 7 civilians. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The Associated Press reports Monday that while Russia's main focus continues on seizing Ukraine's industrial east, authorities in the northeast province of Kharkiv and the southeastern province of Zaporizhia each reported missile, rocket, and artillery fire. Kharkiv Governor Oleh Sinyubov said two men died Sunday following shelling in Kupiansk, a city that Russia held before Ukrainian forces regained almost complete control of the province. Zaporizhia Regional Governor Yuri Malashko said 18 communities in all were shelled Saturday through Sunday. He said three people were killed and five were wounded in Saturday's attacks. In the southeastern city of Kherson, Regional Governor Alexander Prokudin reported warplanes bombed two communities late Sunday, but did not immediately report casualties. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A bomb blast in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan killed at least four people and wounded 15 others on Monday, officials said. The bomb targeted a police vehicle in a busy market in Quetta, the capital of Balochistan, which is home to separatist insurgency and several Islamist armed groups. The Balochistan Liberation Army, the BLA, a separatist group, claimed responsibility for the attack. Pope Francis presided over Easter services for tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday. Recovering from a bout with bronchitis, the Pope called for peace around the world, including Ukraine and Syria, and asked for an end to suffering in all troubled spots. For more on these and all of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. or download our app by searching for VOA News. This is VOA News. Authorities in Cameroon have revealed a bridge that Boko Haram militants destroyed in 2015 in an effort to damage trade with Nigeria and Chad. VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Cameroon says it has, for the first time in 8 years, fully opened the Mayo-Limani Bridge that links northern Cameroon and southeastern Nigeria. Bishai Hashimi is the traditional ruler of Limani. Bishai says civilians, especially merchants, were celebrating the full reopening this Monday of the 120-meter-long Mayo-Limani Bridge that links Amchide in Cameroon and Limani in Nigeria. He says people are grateful because economic activity will receive a boost on both sides of the border after 8 years of almost no activity. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Searches resumed Monday morning in the French Alps after a deadly avalanche on Sunday rolled down the Armentette Glacier some 30 kilometers southwest of Chamonix. The number of people dead from Sunday's avalanche rose to 6, including 2 mountain guides, local authorities said Monday. The Alps are a prime vacation spot over France's Easter long weekend. Climate change, deforestation, and urbanization are some of the major risk factors behind the increasing number of outbreaks of viruses, warns a study by the World Health Organization. VOA's Lisa Schlein has more.
Arboviruses spread by mosquitoes have spread dramatically around the world in recent decades. The World Health Organization reports cases of dengue fever increased from just over 500,000 cases in 2000 to 5.2 million in 2019. And the trend continues. Latest data show about half of the world's population now is at risk of dengue, the most common viral infection that mosquitoes spread to people, with an estimated 100 to 400 million infections every year. Many of them are in Africa. In South America, dengue is expanding further south to countries such as Bolivia, Peru, and Paraguay. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Over the past few months, many streaming companies have started eliminating some of their own shows from their library. It helps save the company's money, but brings criticism that they are sidelining marginalized voices, shortchanging creatives out of already slimmer residual paychecks, and offering fewer options to customers. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.